You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
You know, knowing God's will is very important. And many people, you know, if you're a believer, you've been walking with God, you've been asking this question, what is God's will? And how can we know God's will? If you've been, you know, being with us for quite a while, it would be easy for you to answer. But why is it that many Christians, even if they know how to find out God's will, they still turn to a lot of things like feng shui or horoscope, right? Okay, tapos so they turn to a lot of sources of information, sources of wisdom, so they call it, to find out God's will. But what we want to talk about right now is how do we really know God's will? What is a reliable basis for knowing God's will? Let me first give you this statement. I'm going to give you 3 points tonight. Let me first assert this statement. The first thing that we need to understand in knowing God's will is this, that the God that we worship, God wants every single one of us to know His will. God wants you and me to know His will for our daily life. Bakit ko sinabi to? Kasi minsan naisip natin na parang yung God's will is just this thing that we need to discover, parang treasure hunting. I want for you to know, this discovery of God's will is God-initiated. Siya po ang nagsisimula. Kumbaga sa isang relationship ng mga lalaki sa babae, pag nangniligaw, siya yung nag-i-initiate, siya yung nagko-court. Naintindihan niyo po yun? So, He wants you and me to know His will. Every single one of us. Knowing God's will is not just for spiritual people or special people. Ah, siguro si pastor, alam niya yung God's will, kaya pupunta ako sa niya. It's for every single one of us. It's not for a specific group of people or a specific age. Hindi lang po yung mga may edad or may mga nakakatanda sa atin ang nakakaanawa ng God's will. It is God-initiated. You know, because God is a person. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, okay, goes back to, okay, it says there, understand what the Lord's will is. It's not simply enough for us to know, but we need to understand. What do we do? What do we know about God's will? What are we supposed to do? Okay? So, because God is a person. Everybody say, He's a person. Okay, gaya ng mga ibang taong kilala natin, meron siyang likes and dislikes, di ba? Parang sa Facebook, di ba, nilalike natin. And we need to understand that God being a person, okay, He wants to communicate His will and His purposes for us. God is a person who wants to communicate. Hindi siya pipe. Okay, nagsasalita siya. He is not in an image of cast on stone or wood. He is not an impersonal God. He's a very personal God. And we need to see Him as that. So, because He is a personal God, He desires to communicate with us. And let me give very quickly, let me give you the major ways that God speaks to us. The number one, okay, and the top most reliable way of God communicating His will, His purposes, and His plans to us is His Word. Okay? Let me just highlight that. God's Word or the Bible. Some people think, you know, the Bible contains the Word of God. No, brothers and sisters, the Bible is the Word of God. Every single one, from the start to the finish, it is the Word of God. And many will contend, but pastor, okay, the Bible, eh, mga tao din nagsulat niyan eh. Yes, it is. It was written through men, but it is the Word of God. And you will see eventually, as we discuss more, that God spoke through people and they wrote it down, and it is the Word of God. Why is it that this Bible is so powerful? It was written, you know, thousands of years ago, but yet it is still relevant today. In fact, if you're looking for a bestseller, ito po ang number one. Okay? Wala pong tumalo sa Bible in terms of bestseller. The Bible is the written Word of God or Logos. It is the written Word. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says this, all Scripture, all of the Word of God is God-breathed or God-inspired. Okay? Galing sa Panginoon. It is useful for teaching, for rebuking. Okay? Pag matigas ang ulo, for correcting pag kailangan turuan, for training in righteousness, if you want to be more and more fruitful in what you are doing, God's word is God-breathed. It says there, it is useful for training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. If you are not living in God's will, you are probably not bearing much fruit in your work. Hindi ka nag-grow sa skill mo. You know, we were here yesterday, we were talking to single professionals, we were in an event entitled I Work, and we were talking about the proper placement. You know, we all have something that we're good at, something that we're skillful at, and then there's another sphere, something that people are willing to pay for when we do it for them. People are willing to pay us as we do it for them. And there's also this set of activities that we are simply passionate about. Yung iba, they're passionate about something, but they're not really being paid for that thing that they're passionate about. Yung iba naman, they're being paid for something, but they're not very good at that thing that they are working. So, ang hinahanap natin is the power of proper placement is really God's will. We want to be in a place more and more. What the job that we are doing or whatever we are engaged in an activity, we want to be passionate about it. Kung kayo nawawalan na kayo ng passion sa ginagawa niyo, parang you're dragging yourself, gising ka sa umaga, di ba? Tinatanong nga ng commercial, di ba? Para kanina ko bumabangon, di ba? Parang ginagawa mo na lang kasi kailangan mo ng trabaho, kailangan mo pambayad ng bills. You know what? If you rely on the Word of God, in seeking His will, let me tell you, you will be in a place of passion and you will be in a place where you will grow in your skill and you will be in a place where you will also receive the provision of God in your life. You know, God's word is not only a written word, but did you notice that when you read the word of God, it speaks to you a very personal way? Diba? It is also the rhema word of God. It is the now word, the spoken word. It's like when, diba, tagal ka na nagbabasa, we call this the quiet time or your devotional time when you read the Bible and you read the scripture and it speaks to your situation. That is the rhema word of God. Ibig sabihin, yung salita ng Panginoon para sa'yo, dun sa araw na yon, at that very moment, that is the word of God. Nanggagaling yon sa salita ng Panginoon, sa written word. All rhema words come from the written word. Are you with me? So I want to encourage you, if you don't have a Bible, sino sa inyo may Bible na? You have a Bible. Praise God, okay? Some of you wala pa, okay? Kung may cellphone kayo, pwede nang i-download sa Bible, ang sa cellphone ng Bible. iPad, sa internet, napakarami na pong Bible ngayon. Hindi na po kayo mauubusan. Napakamura din po ng Bible, okay? So, kasi marami po sa history, marami talagang pinagdaanan yung Bible. Tinranslate pa yan ng iba-ibang tao. I want to tell you, this is a very important. Yung sinasabi ni God na, you know, I have hidden that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Yun po, ito po ang kabuhayan natin. If we want to be fruitful in life, if we want to know God's will, God's word is our basis. Let me talk about Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Kaya excited, yung mga taong punong-puno ng word, excited sila sa buhay. Kahit anong problema dumating sa kanila, hindi sila nauubusan ng pag-asa. You know, because faith comes from hearing and hearing of the word of God. And you know, faith, you know, the Bible says, and faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of the things that you do not see. Kaya ka walang faith kasi wala kang word. Wala kang word, wala ka na ring hope sa buhay. Alam niyo ba may mga tao na pag walang pag-asa, namamatay na lang? You know, there's this, I don't know if I shared this already here, there's this book called Strengths Finders. Okay? Meron silang research na hinahanap nila yung mga specific strengths ng mga tao, mga certain skills. Okay, sabi nila, yung mga tao, iba-ibang strength. Pero yung research na yun, nanggaling dun sa, nagka-burden sila dahil may mga tao pala nung, sa US, nung nakipag-gera sila, merong silang gera na ang dami-dami nilang casualty, yung sa Vietnam War. Alam nyo ba yung Vietnam War? Maraming mga sining ginawa tungkol dun. And they were doing this research, kaya pala marami silang casualty dun, kasi tinotorture yung mga ano, yung mga sundalo, pati yung mga sundalong nasa kampo, takot na takot, ayaw na nilang magtrabaho, ayaw na nilang makipag-gera, wala na silang pag-asa sa buhay nila. In fact, it was so dark, so dim, that even the soldiers who would sleep in their camps, namamatay sila sa tulog nila. That was how bad and severe it is. You know, if we are a people who have no hope, who have no faith, who have no life, let me tell you, we can just simply die just like that. Because we are more than flesh and blood. We have spirit within us. Which brings me to the second way we can know God's will is by God's Spirit or the Holy Spirit. Everybody say the Holy Spirit. Apparently, some people think, you know, that the Holy Spirit is some supernatural force. You know, the Holy Spirit is God Himself. He is the third person in the triune God. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the... Now, what about the Holy Spirit? John chapter 16, verse 13 talks about Jesus sending the Holy Spirit. You know, John 16, it says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, or the Holy Spirit comes, He will guide you into all truth." Many people believe the lies of the world. Nakita niyo yung video natin kanina? My worldview, or our presuppositions. Tapos merong words view, or the Bible view. The Spirit of truth, or the Holy Spirit, will guide us to know what is real and what is not. Alam niyo ba yung damage na nagagawa ng panlilinlang sa buhay ng isang tao? Meron dati yung talagang talamak yung sa ano yung multi-level, what do you call that? Multi-level marketing. And if you're in that, you know, business, no, there, please don't be condemned. I'm just saying that there were several of those, hindi naman po lahat. But there were several of those that when they would give their investment, some of them, yung life investment nila, yung savings nila, binigay nila. But they were deceived. Okay, tapos biglang nawala na yung investment nila, walang returns. Biglang na lang nawala yung mga contacts, yung mga downline, upline, sideline, nawala. Okay? Nawala yung pera. You know, we need the Spirit of Truth to guide us. Para sa mga decision natin, hindi tayo nadi-disappoint. God moving or speaking by His Spirit is proven in the Bible time and again. You know, when God would use, you know, David or Samson, and I don't have the time to go through all that, but let me tell you, when God sets apart and speaks to people by His Spirit, their hearts are gripped. In the same way, you know how it is when your parents call you at home? They call you once. They call me Weng at home. Weng! Okay. Video games pa ako. Weng! Titingin na ako, tapos, next level na. Pag tinawag ako ng, Erwin Aben Ramos, anak ni Edwin. Matay, iba ng usapan yun. May kasamang ano, latigo na yun, okay? Pamalo. Okay, iiwas ka na, baka may lumilipad ng tsinelas. Let me tell you, pag tinawag ka ng magulang mo, alam mo yung boses eh. Kaya lang, minsan, matigas sa ulo na, hindi natin pinapakinggan. You know, God speaks to the by His Spirit with His voice and with, sometimes through visions and dreams. Diba? Yung mga visions and dreams, di ba? You know, alam nyo ba na mas maraming naliligtas, napapunta sa Panginoon sa Middle East through visions and dreams kaysa dun sa mga missionaries natin for a time and season. Mas marami pa yung kinakausap na ni Lord, dinadiretso niya, magpapadala siya ng anghel, or kinakausap niya sa panaginip yung mga tao, tumatanggap sa Panginoong Jesus. We don't have the liberty to tell you of the specific incidents kasi we cannot, you know, tell you the specific places where we are doing missions na dun sa mga restricted nations kasi pinapatay yung mga Kristiyano dun. But let me tell you, when God visits people and wants to forgive them, wants to talk about the good news with them, there's no stopping. Hindi kailangan ng internet, hindi kailangan ng missionary. Let me tell you, we can speak through visions and dreams. Kaya lang, Pastor, paano kung malalaman kung vision or dream ba yun? Galing kay Lord. Oh, merong isang kaibigan si Pastor Alfred na farmer. Sabi nung farmer, nagpe-pray siya ng God's will. Okay, sabi nung farmer na to, ano ba talaga yung God's will? Okay? Eh, nagkaroon siya ng vision. Tapos paghiga niya dun sa field niya, sa farm niya, nakakita siya ng clouds, okay? Na may PC, ha? Huh? Eh tamang-tama. Excited na excited siya palagi. Pag nagde-devotion siya sa mga anak niya, tinutulugan siya ng mga anak niya. Okay? Pero excited siya, pag nag-share siya ng gospel, hindi siya pinapakinggan ng mga tao, hindi siya masyadong magaling mag-preach, pero passionate siya. Sabi niya, okay, siguro this is it. It's time. Preach Christ. Sabi niya, preach Christ. Wow! Preach Christ. So, ginawa niya, binenta niya yung farm niya. Okay, tapos dumaretso na siya without seeking any other, you know, counsel or, you know, opening his Bible. Talagang mystical talaga yung vision niya. Tapos he was disappointed kasi tagal-tagal niya na nagpipreach, you know. Walang naliligtas, walang nakikinig. Tapos, finally, okay, kinausap niya isang friend niya. Nag-ask na siya ng counsel, ng wisdom. Sabi niya, bro, bakit ganun? Bang, di yata ako tinawag ni Lord mag-preach Christ. Bakit? Bakit akala mo ba yung PC, preach Christ? Dude, baka ang sinasabi ni Lord sa'yo, di ba farmer ka? Baka ang sinasabi sa'yo, plant kamote. Okay, so, Ayan naman po, kasi minsan nagiging mystical tayo, no? May mga lalapit sa akin, no? Pastor, I had a dream. Anong dream mo? I saw a snake. Oh, snake? Malaki ba? Maliit. Malaki, malaki, nakakatakot. Anong ginawa? Ano nangyari sa vision mo? Kinagat ako ng snake eh. Oh, talaga? Sana kinagat mo din. Sabi, hindi, Pastor, hindi ko alam, hindi ko naiintindihan. Yung iba naman, lalapit, ano? Pastor, may nakita ako sa panaginip ko. Ano nakita mo? Isang halimaw. Isang lunting halimaw. Tapos, ang lakas ng bukas. Gumaganon, yung halimaw. Talaga nakakatakot. Sabi ko, talaga? Huh? Pastor, ano ibig sabihin nun? Teka. Yung halimaw ba na yan? May kasama na, ano, may nakashield, tapos may star, tsaka red and blue? Ha? Huh? Baka kakanood mo lang ng Avengers, okay? Isa kasi yung mga vision and dream na pag nai-impluensya ng mga pinapanood, okay, kung ano-ano nakikita, puro horror movie. But let me tell you, again, we need to go back to the number one. How does God speak to us? The Bible. Every image and vision and dream is validated by imagery in the Bible and by the Word of God itself. You know, God will speak to us very clearly through the Bible. So kung may vision and dream ka, pag-prayan mo lang, tanong mo si Lord kung galing sa Kanya. Sometimes God will speak through prophets, people whom God had appointed, or, you know, paano mo malalaman kung tunay na propeta yan? Simple lang, sabi ni God, a prophet is from me if what he says comes to pass. Huh? Yun lang, ganun lang kasimple. Okay, so, paano yun? Habang sinasabi niya, hindi pa nangyayari. Di, wait ka lang. Don't make any decisions, major decisions, out of personal prophecies or prophetic words. When God gives a prophetic word, you just weigh it. Hindi mo kailangan sabihin, ako, peke yan. Hindi mo kailangan sabihin gano'n. You just, okay, Lord, sinabi mo, di hayaan mo si Lord kumilos at i-fulfill niya yung sinasabi niya sa prophet, through the prophet. So, let us not be too mystical. And sometimes, God speaks through by the Holy Spirit, through prophetic words or through prophets. God speaks by the Holy Spirit also, through feelings. Okay? Kasi, you know, when you talk with somebody, di ba, iba yung nag-uusap kayo sa phone, iba yung nag-uusap kayo harap-harap. Diba? Pag nag-uusap kayo, may kasamang feelings, may kasamang... Now, this is not very reliable, but God also has feelings. God also has emotion. So when He's speaking to you, you will feel that, you will sense that. Kanina na nag-worship tayo, did you feel God's love? Did you feel God's strength? Sino sa inyo, naramdaman nyo Panginoon? Talagang binapalakas tayo. Look at that. Come on, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand, look at that. Give God a praise for that. That means we can sense, you know... And that's the importance of praying and worshiping together. Para alam mo, na kinakausap ka ni Lord, kasi hindi lang ikaw yung kinakausap niya. Pag may sinabi sa isang grupo, tapos napavalidate ng mga kasama nating tao, ibig sabihin, tama nga yung naririnig natin kay Lord. And that's how God also, by His Spirit, moves through circumstances. And through, you know, circumstances and through common sense. Minsan, kumikilos na si Lord, pinagparehan mo isang bagay, nandyan na, Lord, I pray for provision. Biglang may nagregalo sa'yo. Ay, Lord, parang ito na ba yun? Di ba? Parang ito na nga, nag-pray ka. And you ask God, and you there's common sense. Are you with me? Meron tayong wisdom na binigay ni Lord. Hindi man malaki yon, meron. Naintindihan nyo? You know, by faith, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2, the Bible says, by faith, we understand. You know, living by faith doesn't mean you have to live without your mind. Living by faith doesn't mean you don't need to think anymore. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Now, think. Let me filter this right now. When it comes to doctrine, pagdating sa doktrina, ibig sabihin, pundasyon, okay, ng paniniwala, we need to disregard yung mga feelings and other senses, other ways, yung mga mystical ways. Pagdating sa doktrina, the written word of God. We're not talking about rhema word, the written word of God. That is our basis. But when we talk about, you know, communing with God and having a relationship, that's when all the senses and the feelings and the circumstances and the discernment and the wisdom comes into play. Let me just say this again. God's word is the best and most reliable way that God communicates with us. Finally, number three, I alluded to this earlier, God's people. Okay? Kasi yung iba, hindi sila nagbabasa ng Bible. O kaya nagbabasa sila ng Bible, ganito ginagawa nila, Bible roulette. Alam niyo yung Bible roulette? Okay? Kung nagsusugal kayo dati, okay, don't raise your hand. Lord, ano bang will mo sa akin ngayon? Lord! Kasi Lord, ang ganda ng kapitbahay ko. Lord, eh, siya na ba, Lord? Nag-preparation na, no? Eh, yung nagpipray pala yung kapitbahay, yoko siya, yoko siya, yoko siya. Okay, tapos, yung pray kang ganyan, tapos, Lord, sabi mo, you speak to my through your word. Pagtingin mong ganun, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. Lord, ikaw na ba talaga ito, Lord? Talaga naman, Lord. Talaga para sa akin na itong kapitbahay ko. Siya na nga, siya na nga, siya na nga. Tapos biglang, sige na, Lord, i-confirm mo pa, i-confirm mo pa. Pagdating mo ganun, And Judas hung himself. Parang, Lord, hindi yata ako, parang mali yata, Lord. Parang hindi yata God's will yun. Parang nagkamali yata ako. Isa pa, para sure, para sure. Go and do likewise. Parang, Lord, papakamatay na ba ako? You know, the Word of God has different genres, and I want to encourage you, this church is committed to discipleship. If you're not part of a victory group, if you haven't gone through one-to-one, we want to help you. Kahit matagal ka ng Kristiyano, or bago lang Kristiyano, or hindi ka Kristiyano, we want to help you. There's a booth right there. It's called Victory Connect. We want to help you grow in your walk with God so that you don't do the Bible roulette mode. No, mahirap na. Okay? So, ano yung tatlong paraan about God wanting us to know His will? God's Word, the Bible, God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and God's people. Okay? Because God's people can give godly counsel. Now, hindi ibig sabihin taga-church, hindi ibig sabihin taga-Kristiyano, godly counsel na kagad. Of course, there's a level of maturity that we are looking for, that God will use for us. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, talks about the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. We're talking about godly counsel or godly advice. How do you know if it's a godly counsel? Galing ulit sa number one. Yung number one? The Bible. Okay, so may guidance ka. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Okay, it says, plants fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. We need the counsel of godly people because they can give the counsel of God. Think about this. Okay, we know that God's Word is available for all of us. And when we seek godly counsel, it is validated if you have different counsel, different people, people whom you know in different aspects of your life. And the more important the consequences of your decisions, listen to this, the more important the consequences of your decisions, ibig sabihin yung epekto niya long term, the more confirmation you should have. God will speak to you through His written word, and He will validate it by His Spirit and through godly counsel. Are you with me? Don't make, hasty decisions just like that. God's word is the best and most reliable way that God communicates. Now, my question is, if there are so many ways to know God's will, dami ko nang sinabi, di ba? Dami-dami. Bible, nandiyan, daming may counsel. Why is it that people still do not know God's will? Why is it that we still fail to make the right decisions when it comes to our work, our career, where we're going to live? Why is it that we still have a high percentage of disappointment and failure? If there are so many ways, why is it difficult to know God's will? Is it difficult? I want for you to know that there was nothing wrong with the counsel of God. There was nothing wrong with God or His Word. The problem rises here. The problem is with us. Sin damages our ability to know His will. Sin disrupts our ability to hear. Can you hear me? In the same way you hear sound, the same way you can also hear spiritual things from God, from His Spirit. In the same way you see the lights in this room, the same way you can also see and perceive if God is moving in a group of people. You can see God moving in a circumstance. When somebody comes in and interrupts, ah, si God na to. When somebody rescues, ah, si God na to. But sin damages our ability to know His will. Our ability to feel. Kaya hindi reliable yung feelings eh. Kasi merong sin sa buhay natin. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 says that surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. Hindi siya kasing liit ko, hindi kayo maabot. Nor His ear too dull to hear. Hindi siya bingi. Naririnig niya yung panalangin natin. But it says there, your iniquities, in other words, our sins, our wrongdoings before the Lord, our offenses before the Lord, have separated us from our God. The reason why we need counsel, the counsel of God, is because we could not hear Him. There is a moral separation. There is a spiritual separation because of sin. It says, your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear. Not that He cannot hear, but He will not, because He will not tolerate sin in His midst, because He is a holy and righteous God. Are you with me? Sin damages our ability to know His will. You see, apart from God, we are all spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. Do you ever wonder why Jesus' miracles were a lot of, you know, opening the eyes of the blind and opening the ears of the deaf? Matthew chapter 11, verse 20 to 21. Jesus began to denounce, you know, certain cities where most of miracles had been performed because they did not repent, despite the signs and wonders that He had performed right before their eyes. They could not believe and repent. He said, woe to you, Chorazin, Bethsaida. These were places. They did not repent. I want for you to know that there is another problem. Not just our hearts, our sinful hearts. The other problem was, we live in a world, in a community of sin and unbelief. That is why it's important once in a while that you and your family, you go out and have a retreat. You know what a retreat is? You find a nice place where you can quiet yourself. Because of so much sin and unbelief, if you keep listening to the news every day, everything that will come from your heart will be bad news. Because most of the highlights of the news are really bad. That's the reality. That's a fact. But if you hear God more, if you listen to the Word of God more, even while you're listening to this, if you're listening to His Spirit, you will have faith and encouragement despite the reality of sin and unbelief in your life. Kaya alam niyo po, maganda po, you know, the noise of this world damages us physically, mentally, and spiritually. We are damaged. Even if you've been walking with God for quite a while, even if you've been a Christian for 10 years, 20 years, we are not perfectly hearing 100% accurate in knowing His will. That's why we need confirmation. Matthew chapter 13, verse 13 to 15 says, this is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. Okay? It says, you will be ever hearing but never understand. This is a prophecy hundreds of years before. For this people's heart has become callous. Ang problema, naging matigas na yung puso. Listen to this. If you've been walking with God and it seems like ang gulo-gulo pa rin ang buhay mo, Kristiyano ka, ask yourself, have you been faithfully walking with God? Because as you continue to sin, despite receiving a gift of salvation, your heart becomes hard. Your heart becomes callous. Your conscience becomes seared. Hindi mo pa rin alam kung tama at mali. Kaya nahihirapan ka alamin yung direksyon. Parang bingi ka pa rin, parang bulag ka pa rin. Ano ba talaga? Ang tagal-tagal mo ng Kristiyano. Pero wala ka pa rin ng pundasyon. Your heart has become callous. That's why, okay, though sin damages our ability to know His will, God heals our senses to know His will. And He does this through Christ. He does this through Christ. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3 to 5. I'd like the worship team to come up. Says, strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Verse 4, say to those with fearful hearts, yung mga hindi nakakaalam ng God's will, ano ba Lord? Say to them, be strong and do not fear, your God will come. This was Isaiah, hundreds of years before Christ came. He says, your God will come. Christ came onto the earth. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. He will save us from our inability to hear. You know why? Because He is a good shepherd. He wants to lead us in the right place. He wants to lead us in a place of provision, of passion. He wants to lead us in a place of fruitfulness so that we can grow in our gifting and our calling. He says, then will the eyes of the blind be opened. When Christ comes, your eyes will be opened. Your ears will be unstopped. Your deafness will be healed, every single one of us. My question is, are you in Christ? Have you recognized sin in your life? Have you surrendered your life to Christ? And even if you are you hearing Him? Are you perceiving Him clearly? I want to ask you today, Have you experienced the healing of your senses to know His will? You know, I told you that God communicates His will to us through the Bible, the Word of God primarily. You know what? John chapter 1, it says, "And the Word became flesh, and He dwelt among us." In Hebrews chapter 1, He says, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, through whom He made the universe." He is here. Although Jesus is in heaven, in John chapter 14, He promised that when He left, He would give us the Holy Spirit. John 14, 26 says, "When He, the Holy Spirit, comes, He will guide us." Somebody who is of the same person, He will guide us. We will never be left as orphans. You know, God heals our senses to know His will. And this happens only through Christ.